Anchor your life to the inspiring words that will put a rainbow in your sky. Listen to Word and Songs, a program that will introduce you to the Word of Life and beautiful music to help you experience peace and consolation. Join the Daughters of St. Paul for half an hour of Word and Songs.
Hello there, dear listeners. I am Sister Rose of the Daughters of St. Paul, welcoming you again to our program, Word and Songs. We claim this week to be another blessing to us. Having been lavished with God's abundant love and providence in our temporal and spiritual needs, as we welcome this new week, may we spend the coming days in the awareness that God continuously cares and loves us all. He provides for our needs and we rely on His providential care. Therefore, we shall want nothing. In every way, we are provided by Him, our loving Father, with what we need. Friends, in this another episode of Word and Songs, we will reflect on the topic, the Provident Father's Language of Love. So join me for half an hour as we allow the Lord to speak to us personally through this program. Meanwhile, let us echo our heartfelt thanksgiving to God through this song. That was Bukas Palad with their inspiring song, I Will Sing Forever. It is said that the deepest need of every person is to love and be loved. It is but spontaneous to us that we seek love and give love. And in seeking and giving, we give our very selves in love. We express this love in various languages, so that we can communicate it to our loved ones. Friends, from this human experience of love, let us reflect that the same principle may be applied in our experience of God's love. God, who is so in love with us, also wished to communicate this love to us. He wishes that we come to the deep knowledge that we are His beloved, so dear and valuable to Him.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I am never alone. 'Cause you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. And I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we can say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all of your ways. To love. You're perfect in all of your ways. You're perfect in all.
Perfect in all of your ways.
You've just heard the song Good Father by the Casting Crowns. Friends, do you know that during the time of Jesus, fathers are called Abba? Yes, Abba, a term of endearment which Jesus also used to call God his Father. For us, God is also a Father, a loving provider. And to recognize this truth means to allow God to show us his language of love as a loving provider, supporting us in our needs, just as the Bible assures us thus, "Look at the birds of the air, they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more valuable than they?" Friends, what do you have today that you did not receive from God's providence? Up next is a song that expresses our thanksgiving to our provident Father's unconditional love to each of us.
As I sing my heart's thanksgiving and my eyes look heavenward, how the stars you flung like jewels bid your welcome shine your light. As I marvel at your I'm in awe, yet I ask, what am I that you should love me and hold me as your dearest love all? You crown me with honor and glory, and you set all things under my feet. You have made me a little than angels, even if I fly often away. As I sing my heart's thanksgiving and my eyes look heavenward, how the stars you've flung like jewels bid your welcome shine your light. As I stars you flung like jewels with your welcome shine your light. As I marvel at your moonrise, I'm in awe, yet I ask, what am I that you should love me and hold me as your dearest love? Exalted your name is, O Yahweh, and how lofty the work of your hands. Yet how closely, how dearly you draw me to your love, your divine majesty. As I sing, my heart stands giving, and my eyes look heavenward. How the stars
You're tuned in to Word and Songs, and this is still your friend, Sister Rose of the Daughters of St. Paul, sharing with you insightful reflections on the Provident Father's language of love. Friends, seeing God as a Provident Father means letting God be God. It means allowing Him to communicate His language of love. It demands a lot of trust, a lot of faith, that whatever happens, He will never abandon us. When we recognize and accept His love through the blessings He pours upon us, we allow Him to love us as He wishes. Let us then always call Him Father, Abba, as our words of endearment to God, and mean it. May it be embodied in our lives, in our identity as children of God, our loving and provident Father.
I came to you with my heart in pieces, and found the God with healing in His hands. I turned to you, put everything behind me, and found the God who makes all things new. I looked to you, drowning in my questions, and found the God who holds all wisdom. And I trusted you and stepped out on the ocean. You caught my hand among the waves, 'cause you're the God of all my days. You make a way, and I will give you all my praise. My seasons change, you stay the same. You're the God of all my days. From you and wandered in the shadows, and found a God who relentlessly pursues. I hid from you, haunted by my failure, and found a God whose grace still covers me. I fell on you, I was at my weakest, and found the God, the lifter of my head. And I've worshipped you and felt you right beside me. You're the reason that I sing, 'cause you're the God of all my days. Each step I take, I will give you all my praise. My seasons change, you stay the same. You're the God of all my days. In my worry, God, you are my stillness. My searching, God, you are my answers. In my blindness, God, you are my vision. In my bondage, God, you are my freedom. In my weakness, God, you are my power. Give you all my And in my bondage, God, you are my freedom all my days.
There you are, friends. I hope you learned something from this episode of Word and Songs, which inspires you to welcome and enjoy the blessings of being children of a provident Father. At this point, I'd like to acknowledge and thank Sister Nina Lorilia of the Daughters of St. Paul, our scriptwriter for the series of reflections on finding hope during this time of pandemic. And Sister Nina would like to acknowledge the source of her reflections. Where na yo po, Lord? By Father Reynald Atienza, published by the Paulines Publishing House and distributed by Paulines Media Centers nationwide. If you want to avail a copy of this book, do visit any Paulines Media Center nearest you, or you can order online by visiting our website, www.store.paulines.ph. Special thanks, too, to the artists, composers, and producers of the songs featured in this program. Good Father and God of all my days by Casting Crowns. My Heart's Thanksgiving by Jesco Music. Our Father by Don Moem. Thank you very much for the inspiration you bring through your music. To those of you who follow us in Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify, thank you for listening. Remember, Paulines Radio PH is linking lives and healing hearts. I am Sister Rose of the Daughters of St. Paul, saying goodbye for now. Thank you for keeping me company. Join me again next week for another episode of Word and Songs. I wish everyone a meaningful and blissful weekend. Our hearts.
hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry.
Just heard Word and Songs. This program was brought to you by the Daughters of St. Paul.